Sure. I mean, even the world stocks to use ratio is tight for both corn and soybeans. So this may take a couple marketing years for us to get back to both of those 10-year averages, even if we have large crops. And so, again, that's something to monitor. But also, too, you know, you've got, it just seems like when I talk with producers and, you know, it's just been a volatile year of black swan event after black swan event after black swan event. And you think about 2022 just in general, who would have thought in, you know, February of 22 that we would have had a war in Eastern Europe? And that had a huge influence on ag and commodity prices there on the upside. You know, June, you know, we have this hawkish Fed that's increasing interest rates. That certainly had some impact on demand. You know, we've had weather issues in the Western Corn Belt, actually across, you know, the U.S. in general, where basically, like, the best way you can sum up the weather market is those that got rain and those that didn't get rain. And so all those things have played, you know, into volatility. And so here at Farm Credit, what we do, and when I talk with our customers, one, we have to educate on volatility because that's what we know. And when I talk with our customers, one, we enter 2023, and actually after harvest, first and foremost, we need to preserve working capital and, you know, not necessarily pay off your low fixed debt. You know, keep that on your books. Two, you know, really understand the cost side of your budget as well as the revenue side of your budget. And why that's important is because, you know, third, it allows you to better understand what the input costs are that you're associating with, as well as, you know, the prices that you may want in the market. And that makes you a better expert of your margin, as well as a better expert of your break even, and that allows you to act. And within all of this, it's so important within your budget to sensitize. And so before you lock in, you know, a piece of fertilizer, seed, whatever it may be, it's a pencil always has an eraser, and it's always important to play around with your numbers to be a better expert of your margin.